Oh, hi. Hi, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager. How's your day going so far?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. I appreciate you asking. You were just speaking with Mary. She wanted me to get on the line here so I can get you the details of the service and answer any questions that you have. And, you know, I do have your file here in front of me. And you were referred to us by a friend of yours, right?
Yeah. His name's Brock.
He's in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is your website active, thewildwoodtreecare.org?
It's under NAMPA Tree Service.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering why it wasn't pulling up. And then how far are you going? Like, to NampaTreeService.com?
Yeah, I believe so. Or, yeah, that must be it, NampaTreeService.com.
Yeah, does that come up as Wildwood?
Yes. Actually, no. I type in NampaTreeService.com. It goes to Mountain View Spraying, sir?
Tree Service Nampa, something like that. I can't remember. We probably need some work on this. So.
That's okay. the important thing is that people find it, and that's our job. But I just wanted to take a look at that. Tree Service Nampa, let's try. And then how far, I know you're not just servicing now, but how far would you want to go for the right job?
I mean, we usually can travel, you know, up to 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
So, Yeah.
Oh, no, that's okay. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Yeah, it does come up under treeservicenampa.com.
Yeah.
Is this the 208-243-9191? Is that a phone number for your business?
Yeah, that's our office number.
That's your office number. Okay, gotcha. Just wanted to make sure I was looking at the right website. And I did not mean to interrupt you, but I was going to ask if you're taking on residential and commercial work, or are you focusing mostly on residential clients?
We're hoping for both. Yeah, we've got a public works license, and
we do.
I mean, our bread and butter has been, has been residentials for the past 6-7 years. So,
gotcha.
We're happy to
take on more commercial work. We can absolutely do that for you. Now, it's a comprehensive package. It includes local search engine optimization as well as social media. There's going to be paid Facebook ads included. And of course, it is a flat rate. I did want to honor the pricing that your friend is enjoying with us. Do you know the phone number that would be associated with that business in Hawaii?
His number is 858-275-4218.
So 858-275-4218. Let me pull that up really quickly here, and then I would be able to mirror the reduced rate. Okay, so it looks like what we were able to do with that company was actually, it's a 50% reduction in the cost of the same package that I'm talking to you about here. That's our platinum package. That's the one with the social media. It is listed on our website at $599. I would be able to honor the reduced rate, which is $299, and that $300 savings would translate every single month. So it would be exactly $299 no matter how long you choose to keep the service. And by exact, I mean there's no taxes, there's no fees, of course there's no surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is that flat rate. We will be promoting your existing website. And then the office number, the one on the website, that's the better number to promote for your business, the 208-243-9191?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yep.
And then this number, though, that we're speaking on, the 208-880-5042, this is a good number for us to contact you, just to reach you regarding your account, right? But not to promote for your business?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect.
That's correct.
And then I did see a physical street address, but correct me if I'm wrong. Your business is service-based, right? Meaning you only go out to the customer. No one comes to you. There's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location you would want your customers to see?
That's correct.
Okay. Because I did see the 1502 West Karcher Road. Is that like your residence?
No, that's industrial space where our equipment, okay. It's our shop where our equipment is parked.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Do you receive mail there?
We can, and I can also receive mail at my home address or even another address. Yeah.
Gotcha. And which of the addresses are more centrally located to your service area, or does it not really make a difference?
I don't think it makes a difference. We're, this 1502 is where our equipment is
right.
Staged.
Uh-huh.
So that's probably where we, where we're set, kind of centralized.
Yeah. And as long as you can receive mail there, that's perfect. You may or may not even need to receive mail. Historically, that's how Google verified that you were an active real business in the local area, just through the U.S. Postal Service, a PIN card, expecting you to respond to it. But a lot of the times now, they're allowing us to do phone verifications or video verification. Of course, we had to make that exception before when people had like a P.O. box and they weren't, having their own mail delivered directly to them. But, like I said, we'll just have that address on file then. If it needs to be something mailed out to you, it'll go there. But again, it's not going to show up physically online since customers don't come to you. And then Mary was not able to get your last name.
Oh, yeah. It's Delay, D-E-L-A-Y.
Okay. And how do you spell your first name?
B-R-Y-C-E.
C-E. Gotcha. I thought so.
Yep.
All right. Oh, and then one other thing, and this is, again, really more for us to contact you regarding your account. We do use phone, text, and email. Emails are usually for longer pieces of information and something that we want you to have for your records. What is a good email address then, either for you or for your business?
It's my first name, so Bryce.
Uh-huh.
At wildwoodtreecare.net.
Okay.
I guess that'll be more to connect with me. I guess as general information, you could go to the office.
Okay.
Too, so.
And that was .net, right? Not .org, wildwoodtreecare.net for the
okay.
Email. Bryce at wildwoodtreecare.net. Okay. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, like I said, it's exactly $299, so you're saving $300 every month. And then we're also actually waiving the initial setup fee. So it is just that $299 as an out-the-door cost. Now, the next thing that I would do here would be to schedule what's called a client interview. And it's exactly like it sounds. Our technician will call you, verify information that I have, verify information off of your website. We'll want to make sure we know things like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, anything unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. The other thing, Bryce, that I am required to do, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that we waived your setup fee, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. Mr. Delay, I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that seems reasonable. So you're just going to reiterate everything you told me on a recorded line?
Pretty much, yeah. And I don't think that there's a lot of new information that I haven't already mentioned to you. I try to get you all the details of the service and what to expect, but it is going to, you know, kind of outline that it is a month-to-month service, that it's going to include Facebook ads as well as the local SEO and that type of thing. It's going to ask you to, you know, kind of state your name, your official title with the company and things like that. But it's pretty straightforward. Like I said, you can stop me if you have any questions. And I am required to read it before I ask you for any form of payment. But as long as everything still makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there, process that payment of $299, and then schedule your follow-up call. Okay?
Yeah. And could I ask a few questions?
Of course. Yeah.
So yeah, because Bronson and I, he just said he's used your service in the past, and he said it seemed effective for his business. So and
he was
SEO
for a very long time, years.
Yeah, and like
3.5 years.
Yeah. So. So I think the truth is like we haven't used a service like this yet.
Okay.
So I'm just not very sure how it all works. Like,
right?
Could you please educate me?
Yeah. Well, absolutely. So the businesses that pop up ahead of their competitors on a search for their services are not the ones that have been around the longest or have the biggest company or necessarily even do the best job in town, but they are the companies that have the right content online for that specific search. And it's called a search engine. Google and Bing are, of course, search engines. People know that term, but they think it's because we go on there and we search for stuff. Those are actually technically called queries, but when we do look for something and someone to call, the search engines search the internet, basically indexing the content that's out there. It happens in a nanosecond, and the businesses that pop up ahead of their competitors are the ones that have the content. So additional destinations and directories. It could be known to the public like a Facebook page or a Yelp listing, but mostly it's stuff that no one's ever heard of. We don't create those directories for your customers to see, but we create it for Google to see. So like your website, it talks about your company, talks about your services, your service area, of course, links right back to your website, etc. And then, of course, the website will also be attached to your Facebook page. So there's not a whole lot that you have to do as far as managing your account. You will have 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. It's a dashboard. It's not just a tracking system. You can, of course, see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work's coming from. You can do a lot more than that, though. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. You can update billing information. Of course, advertising is a tax write-off, you know, for the cost of doing business, and a lot of business owners are increasing their advertising dollars right now, even if it's just for the tax write-off. But like I said, we'll be promoting your phone number, the one right on your website, as long as you answer the phone. I mean, you might say, hey, you've never called me before. How'd you hear about me? Where'd you find me? When they say, oh, I saw your website on the first page of Google when I typed in tree removal or whatever, right? Then you know the service is working. A lot of our clients don't use their tracking system as much as we would like them to. Some of them don't use it at all, but you do have 24/7 access to it for your benefit.
Cool. Do you guys, we were paying for a service. We, you know, to basically we were going to pay to have someone keep our website up to date and like add content. Is that something that you guys, like, do you guys work with a third party like that, or that not in this?
We can advise you as to any changes that we need or would expect to see or anything that would actually help you out. But obviously, we did not build this website, so we don't have direct access to it. If you are still paying like a hosting and maintenance fee, then you can have whoever built the website make changes to it. But just looking through it as I've been since we've been talking here, it looks like your website meets what Google wants to see. And, of course, it's conversion driven too. It's got a lot of information about all the different services that you provide, good for the customers who are needing your services, and it is Google compliant. So it's mobile optimized, it reformats, kind of stacks on itself for a smaller screen like a tablet or more likely a smartphone, and then it is also HTTPS. That S actually stands for secure, which means when people put in their personal information on your contact form, that information is encrypted. That's important to Google as well. And of course, you've got testimonials on there. So I like your website. I mean, there's not a lot that you need to do to change the website. We just need to make it easier for people to see it. I look at websites all day. You've got a lot of information on your website. Pretty much anything anyone would want to see. It's also a very attractive website. So I think that you would get a lot of phone calls. We just need to make it easier for people to find this website. If you ever do find that your website's going to be down for more than a week or two, or if you sever all ties with your web developer, you want a brand new website, the website would be included on our end. So even if it's like a placeholder, like if your website's going to be down for a few weeks for significant changes, we would take about 5 or 7 business days just with the information we already have and any photos you want to send us to put together a professional website for you. We would actually build, host, maintain, and update that website for you at no additional cost for as long as we would need to, which again would mean even if you wanted to sever all ties with your web developer and have us build a new site for you, we could use that domain or any domain that you already have, or even purchase a new domain for you.
Great. Oh, so did you say that's included in the $300?
It would be a new website that we would build. We can use existing content and photos and things like that, but it would be a new website hosted on our server. It would be included at no cost. We would build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. But we could not make any changes to your existing website. Again, it's on someone else's server. It's someone else's code. We wouldn't be making changes to that website. But we could take a look at that, and one of our technicians could even walk you through anything that they might want to change. But I like the look of your website. Like I said, there's really nothing that you would need to change about your existing website. But do know that we would do a website for you if you ever needed us to, even if it was just as a placeholder while your existing website's being worked on.
That makes sense. Yes.
Okay.
Cool. As far as the work goes, how are like your teams able to make the content available to the public? Like, that's because, like you said, the content is available on Google at this moment. How is it optimized? Like, how does that process work?
So we do get our updates and our training directly from Google. Google does make changes to their Mapper Pack algorithm fairly regularly. They're usually just small changes, though. They want us to add a couple of extra directories or maybe take down certain directories. So whatever those changes are, big or small, Google lets us know ahead of time. So you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors. And again, from the website and from speaking with you, we would create that content, and people can find it if they would go looking on like Opendi or Rate It All, About Us, that those types of things, Hot Frog, Kudzu, Foursquare. And again, those are directories. The same way that Yelp works as a directory, people can type things in and find things that they're looking for. But most of those directories are not well known to the public. And again, we really just create that content for Google to see when someone does a keyword search.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, I'd be willing to give it a shot, so.
Okay. Like I said, let me get through the voice verification. I'll get through it as quick as I can without being rude, but of course feel free to stop me at any time if you have a question. So I do have it pulled up, and it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Bryce, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Wildwood Tree Care, LLC.
And LLC. I was just about to ask. And I do have it with the LLC. So Wildwood Tree Care LLC. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Bryce DeLay, the owner.
Okay. And then Mr. DeLay, as the owner of Wildwood Tree Care LLC, Bryce, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Bryce, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mr. DeLay, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are able to contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Bryce, of course, you would agree to that, right?
I would agree. Yep.
Perfect, perfect. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is, well, first of all the content that we'll be creating for your company, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important, we will make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Bryce, that's fair enough, right?
That's fair.
Yeah, perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We will make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online, since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing both the subscription cost and waiving your setup fee, of course, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 14th of October, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, as well as the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 14th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of just $299. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will and no contract. So, of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it too, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you could pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Bryce, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. DeLay, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Bryce, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree. They sound reasonable.
That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial investment of just $299, how did you want to take care of that, sir? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you.
We have a MasterCard.
MasterCard. Is it your name on the card, first and last, any middle initial or the business name?
Both are on the card.
Yeah. Okay. And just for you, first name, last name, no middle initial?
First name, middle initial, last name.
And what is the middle initial on that card?
S.
You said S like Sam or F like Frank?
Sam.
Like Sam. Okay, gotcha. And then you said it was a MasterCard, right? That should actually start with a 5. All MasterCards do. I am ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Yep, that is 5364.
Mm-hmm.
4300.
Yes, sir.
3652.
Okay.
2884.
And then the expiration month and year?
0929.
09 of 2029, and the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
061.
061. So I've got 061, 061, and then I've got September or 09 of 2029 for the expiration date. And then was the card itself 5364 4300 3652 2884?
That's correct.
Okay. And does that bill to the 1502 West Karcher Road or a different address?
This bill's the home address, yeah.
The home address? What is that address?
1003.
Uh-huh.
This? The number 5, so 5th.
Okay.
Street South.
Okay. Is that still in Nampa?
Yeah, that's Nampa. And the zip is 83651.
83651. Okay. So in about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Let me double check. Did you say it'll arrive now or?
Oh, you should get it in about a minute. You'll get it by way of email. You sound pretty distant. I don't know if you put me on speakerphone or not. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. So everything that we did just go over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And then when you receive either the automated email or the text message, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. I did just get a message back from the finance department saying that that may not be the billing address. You said it was 83651 for the zip code, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's saying that that might be the wrong address. Is there another address that it might bill at with a different zip code? The West Karcher Road has the same zip code, right? 83651?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. We could probably try 83686.
83686. Let me try that. 83686. Let me update that and try it again. And it's really just the zip code that throws things off. Not the street address. So if it's taking a long time and not giving me an error message right away, it does mean that it's processing that payment. So for whatever reason, that's the zip code that is associated with that card for billing purposes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's an old address.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. And then the follow-up call with your technician takes about 25, 30, 35 minutes. We schedule it by the hour, but it takes about a half an hour. Gets you towards the very beginning of the hour, gets you off the phone about a half an hour after that. I think it's a little tight to get you in today, but we could do tomorrow as early as 8 a.m. and as late as 4 p.m. Just the one exception of 1 o'clock when they take their lunch break. Did you want something early tomorrow or towards the end of the day, somewhere in the middle?
Tomorrow at 8 works great.
Tomorrow at 8? Yep. Okay. It's going to be scheduled from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well. Just in the very beginning, just to say a quick hello to you and introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions you might have. I will try to keep my line open, but if I am not able to be on that phone call, our technician will call you. They'll take really good care of you no matter what. I did, though, want to add just a little bit of extra protection here, whether I'm on that follow-up call or not. I did want to add just another layer of security, a simple question and answer here for you, meaning if anyone calls us and tells us they are with Wildwood Tree Care LLC, even if it's you, Bryce, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And especially like a week or so from now when your online presence has increased, of course we want customers to see that, see your website and call you. If you do, though, start getting phone calls from someone either claiming to be Google or even if they say they're local Squash, they would first of all need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information within a minute, then they're not us and don't entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, that would not be us, and do not talk to them. Just politely let them go. The voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. It clearly states it bills once a month on the 14th for the exact amount of $2.99 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
We'll do the first pet name.
First pet? Okay. And then what is the answer?
Figaro.
Figaro? Okay.
You know, like from Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh.
Did you ever watch that movie?
Yes, of course. Yeah, I love that one. Absolutely. Yeah. And then, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message our system should have sent out to you by now? Looks like you got a few of them. Our system sends them out.
Yeah, I'm
going to
apply it because, like,
yeah, sure. The one that we would want you to see now is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. That's the one I was talking about before. That's the one with the link to the written terms and conditions. If you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And the blue click here is hyperlinked. So if you click on it, it's going to go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Now, feel free to scroll through that. I don't want to walk you through all of it. I know your time is very valuable, although Google will be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google. Most of those people will be searching on their smartphone, so we will mirror the content on Bing so you can get those phone calls as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yelp. It's all the content necessary to be on that first page. Like I said, if necessary, at any point in time, we can do a website for us. Just give us the heads up, and we'll get that going. It takes us about 5, maybe 7 business days to put together if you need it. We are doing Facebook ads for you. Now, you'll see the long line that goes all the way across it. Below it, it populates a couple of boxes. We would want you to click both of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, and the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. Once you click on both of those boxes, click on the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign. Bryce, that's where you either type in your name as it appears or copy and paste it. If you copy and paste, of course, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after it. If you type it in, it is case sensitive. So the B, S, and D are all capitalized, but only those letters. Just the normal space between or around, I should say, the middle initial, and there is no period after the middle initial of S. Our system does not like punctuation in that particular field, so just make sure it is an exact match of your name as we have it there, and then click the confirm signature box. If you're on your smartphone, you may need to turn your phone sideways for that confirm signature box to pop up high enough for you to click on it. But once you click on the confirm signature box, it does a few things. First of all, it does let us know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that we've waived your setup fee, etc. It will also allow us to make sure you're an active, legitimate company, verify you with Google and Bing, and then to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure any information that's already out there is accurate, and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that if it asks you for a username and a password. If you see that, just let me know.
Yeah, I see the username and password.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing that, our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview tomorrow for us to create the content that will be tracked. But in the next day or so, you'll receive by text and email confirmation when your tracking system is active. You can always log in at any point in time. It just might give you a message saying that we're still trying to work things out, get everything set up. Your login credentials are in the welcome email. That's another email that you've already gotten. So it does have our client support phone number, the email, of course, our 7 to 4 Pacific time hours here. Your username is the phone number that we are speaking on, the 5042 number, 208-880-5042. So the area code's included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. You cannot change your username, but we've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. You can change the default password at any time, especially once you're able to access your tracking system. Right now, though, it is PPC reviews, all lowercase, no space, PPP standing for pay-per-click. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I am going to send you a calendar invite for that follow-up call for tomorrow. You do not need to respond to it. It's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And then an hour prior, so at 7 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system that call is, of course, scheduled at 8 o'clock. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you and getting your phone ringing, getting that website out there in front of more eyes and earning your business 1 month at a time.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm curious and excited to see how it works out. Have you been doing this for quite some time?
I've been with the company myself for over 11 years. April 17th was my 11-year anniversary. As a company, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have. I have clients that have been with me from almost the very beginning. But as a company, we've got clients that have been with us 12, 14, 16 years. So you're definitely going to be in good hands. We will celebrate our 20th anniversary in December.
Oh, nice. Where are you guys based out of? I'm just curious. I'm sure it's kind of
It's California, like Google and Facebook. We're about halfway between San Diego and Los Angeles. But our service area is all of the United States and Canada. As a Google partner, every industry under the sun, and, when they become available, we reach out. But we are able to help businesses that call us when they are referred by somebody else. So I'm actually glad that Bronson was able to let you know that he was using our services. Like I said, it looks like goes back 3.5 years. So real pleasure to get that going for you, and happy to be a big part of your continued success. Excited to speak with you tomorrow. Whether I am on that follow-up call or not, our technician will be calling you right at or shortly after 8 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
No problem.
And would you remind me your name one more time?
So, I'm sorry. Could you say that again?
Would you remind me your name one more time?
Oh, yeah. It's Paul Gordon, and I can send you my contact information, too. All right.
Yeah, thanks so much, Paul.
Absolutely, no problem. I've got the same toll-free. My extension is 746. I'm going to text you out that information right now.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, thank you, Paul.
Thank you, too, Bryce. You take care. You enjoy the rest of the day.
Yeah, you too. All right.
I sure will. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.